Kathy Dawes again, along with Riley County Police Captain Josh Kyle, who's been very flexible today. We appreciate that. We do still have State Representative Tom Phillips from Manhattan in the studio. People do have questions for him, and only have about 10 more minutes. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350 if people do want to call in. And I know, Captain Kyle, we definitely wanted to talk a bit today about the co-responder. Robin Cole and I just barely got to that yesterday, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health, because we got a lot of phone calls yesterday. So maybe you can explain a bit better. It sounds like it's been kicked off, it's off the ground, and you've got one co-responder working with police on mental health matters.
Yes, this is her first week, so it's exciting. It's always interesting to be involved in part of a long-term project that suddenly it's happening now. And so it's happening this week. She's getting some training. She'll be in training for a couple of weeks, and then we also have to train our officers. We have to inform them of what a mental health crisis is as defined by the co-responder program, and to remind everyone to call in and request a co-responder. The idea here is that police officers, as always, will get called to mental health crises, and unlike in the past where they have to respond by themselves and figure out alone what is the best course of action, and now we'll have somebody who is a professional that is certified and is able to respond to these calls, a mental health professional, and is able to respond to these calls and help advise the police on what the best course of action is based on the facts that we have at the time. And then can also help facilitate if we have to take somebody into custody and go up to the hospital, either voluntarily or involuntarily, can help up at the hospital and help potentially expedite the process up there as well. So we're looking forward to making some better decisions on who needs to go to the hospital on emergency status and who doesn't, and also to help us once we're up there. The other thing that they're really good at, we did a tour in Kansas City. They have a program up there that's well established. They found that follow-up is very important. A lot of the people that go into mental health crisis have no connection to mental health facilities and assistance. And so what the co-responder can do is, through follow-up, help connect people who are otherwise not connected to mental health assistance.
We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. And again, 537-1350, let's go to the caller and welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yes, you're doing an excellent job, and I think that it's something that's very well needed, and we've needed it for a long time. I do have a couple of questions. Did we get this person by a grant? And also, what do you think the cost, maybe one or two people, I'm not sure, what's the cost per year to have those people? And if it's a grant, how long is it? And then when the grant runs out, how do we fund that back in through the RCPD budget?
Excellent question. Excellent. So what the law board voted to do is to fund half a year for one person. And so that cost of that was $40,000. It cost $80,000 a year to fund this. This is a contract between RCPD and Pawnee Mental Health. And so we contract with them, and then for $80,000, they provide a master's level person that can provide assistance to us and to others out on the street. The second thing that came up was we ended up finding funding resources through grants. And I'm, again, going to get a little fuzzy here. One was a local grant through, I think, the alcohol funding. And then another one was, I believe, a state or federal level grant for this program. Those expire at the end of the year. And at this point, we're going to have to move forward as if they don't exist in the future. So the challenge before the RCPD and the law board will be the question of, do we continue to fund this program, which will be $80,000 a year for one position? And if we do we fund one position or two positions, which will be a total cost of $160,000 a year?
Appreciate the call, 537-1350. And Tom, you wanted to enter in a little bit here?
Yeah, I can add that we did pass a bill, I think it was yesterday. It's called the Crisis Intervention Act. And it allows for the state to regulate and authorize these intervention centers. It is now recognized that our local police officers are spending a lot of time, actually maybe at our own local hospital, out standing 24 hours a day outside of a patient's room to protect the patient and those serving. And so we recognize at the state level that we need to create these crisis intervention centers. And so that we have created that in law now. That's the good news. The bad news is we unfortunately don't have much money or any money to fund these kinds of things, so they'll have to be created and probably funded through grant money and local money until we can get our state situation in better condition.
It just hit me. It's been about a year since we had our 21-part series called Silent Crisis. It's still on our website, by the way. If you search Silent Crisis, it does pop up. And both of you, I think, were a part of that. I know, Captain Kyle, we actually did a little video, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. and you were so helpful with some of your information on numbers and the scanner traffic, different things that go on. And, of course, State Representative Phillips, you joined in and, yes. I think, talked to Eli Anderson, if I remember correctly, about the state legislative. My entire news team was part of that, but we learned a lot from that series, 21-parter. And here we are, and hopefully making some progress since those days a year ago, Josh.
Yeah, one of the things I talked to Johnson County about, I asked them the question, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? And they said data. They would check their data a little bit better. Because the first question that comes up is, how effective is it? And it's a lot of money to be spending every year. And so how do we know whether or not it's effective? So we're being very careful right now to set up our information system. I mean, 6 months ago, we didn't even know how many mental health related calls we took. We now know we take between 1 to 3 calls a day that are mental health related. And another thing that I did is I took all the calls within 1 week, and I just removed all the names and places that might reveal who it is for privacy purposes, and just got to show people. First off, it's shocking how many suicide related calls that we take within a week. And it's also shocking to a lot of people how we get repeat clients, repeat the call, I think, users or whatever it is of the services. And in one person in that week, I think we had like 6 to 7 calls on them. And so that's one of the reasons why we hope that a co-responder program can help reduce that by getting people connected to the services that they need faster.
We hear a little bit on the scanner. I know you have to be careful what you say on the scanner, but we'll catch them. I mean, it's obvious that there's a lot of that kind of traffic. We only have a couple minutes left, gentlemen. I don't know if either one of you has any highlights you want to mention at this point. And Josh, again, you've been so flexible. Captain Kyle, anything you want to add real quickly before we wrap up today?
Fake Patty's Day is coming up. We're all getting ready for it. So watch your P's and Q's, I guess.
We had talked some about some of the numbers there earlier, and I appreciate it. And I know at the law board meeting you had some real good information you provided for the law board members.
Yeah, so. Last year was busier than any year that we had previously in a number of areas. And if the weather is nice, we anticipate that it's going to be as busy this year as it is in the past.
Representative Phillips, Citizen of the Year Phillips.
Yes, yes. Well, I remind the listeners tomorrow, Saturday morning at 7:30 out at the Sunset Zoo, we will be having a legislative forum sponsored by the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. So if you want to come out and listen to your area legislators and ask questions, please come out.
Well, I appreciate both of you being here today. Some interesting discussion, and appreciate the joint aspect, too. That's been great. State Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan, Riley County Police Captain Josh Kyle. We'll take a break. We come back, U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
With ESB Financial, just tap and snap. It's so easy.